Past 8 o'clock on a Monday, and it's a warm welcome to Jackie Main from PSG Insure in the house, and lovely to see you again, Jackie. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and it's so good to be here.
And we're at the time of year where people are planning to hopefully take a bit of a breather, and that's when you need to make sure that all your valuables are properly covered, because Murphy's Law, generally speaking, is, you know, if something's going to go wrong, it's going to happen when you're not properly covered, and that's a drama. So to avoid that, what should one start looking towards when planning a bit of a break, whether it's away or even a break at home? It's a time to take stock, really.
Yes. So the silly season is officially on us, and whether you're staying home, whether you're going on holiday, some of the things might sound so obvious, but yeah, let's just run through. So your vehicle, you know, lots more people on the roads. If you're taking a trip, it's important to just think about your vehicle for a start. So the very minimum requirement is that your vehicle be roadworthy and that the person driving is legally licensed to drive. So before you set off on that trip, please check your tires. Make sure your tread depth is legal. Make sure your brakes, everything are working, because what will happen if somehow your vehicle's not roadworthy and that contributes in any way to the accident, your claim could be invalidated. So if your tires are smooth, easy one to understand, the roads are wet, you skid, you can't stop in time, you hit the car in front of you, the insurance company can actually invalidate your claim. If your tire tread is not legal and it can be proven that that contributed directly to the accident.
And that's something that is quite easy to understand for the average person. But there's certain roadworthy conditions that are not as obvious. And presumably it's a good idea to get your vehicle checked by your service center.
Check your brakes, check your indicators, check your spare tire. Yeah. That's the one people often forget to check.
Okay. You
know? So check all those little things. Sounds so obvious until it's not. You know.
Yeah,
so
it's a thing these days that vehicles are so good. I think it's a fact that back in the day you would do that as a given, because the chances of a puncture were huge or some kind of issue. But with modern vehicles being so good, you forget to check the oil and water, because it doesn't use any. Well, maybe you should do this before a long trip.
Before your long trip, just do it. And the roads are so crazy now. You don't want to be sitting on the side of the road. Also, those non-standard accessories, your roof racks, all those types of things, bull bars, tow bars, don't assume that those are included in the retail value. So double check, make sure if you need to add them onto the value of the vehicle, do that before you leave. Nice little feature, most insurance companies offer some kind of roadside assistance. Also, don't assume that that's built in. It might just be for an additional fee. So check if you need to add it. Do you have it? Make sure you've got the number with you. A lot of them
have. Does that roadside assistance work everywhere? Because sometimes you find yourself on a stretch of road. Well, back in the day, that was the case. I thought I had AA cover. You remember the AA?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, they covered the whole world until I got onto this Northern KZN highway from wherever I was coming from. And no, we don't. Sorry about that. We don't cover that area.
No. So listen, these are outsourced functions to all these particular call centers that will do it. So they will have service providers all over. If you're in a very remote area, chances are you might have to wait half an hour, 20 minutes for the tow truck or whatever to get to you.
But they do cover the
country. But they will come.
Wow, that's a fantastic service.
So just a lot of them have an app which you can download as well. Make sure you've got your policy number somewhere in the car so that if you are panicking and you're on the side of the road, when you phone them, you can give them the policy number. They can see the vehicle on the policy.
Okay.
One of the good benefits there is, you know, when there's an accident, these tow truck drivers, they appear from nowhere. And at least if you're using the roadside assistance or if you're online with them, they can tell you if these are authorized tow truck drivers or not, you know, if the guys are on the scene. Because they'll take your vehicle, and if they're not authorized, so if the insurance, if they're not on that particular insurance company panel, you could have thousands of rands worth of release fees, because these guys are crooks, and you just can't get your vehicle back. And the insurance company might not refund you that full cost because you used a non-approved tow company.
And if you've just been in a bit of a bang, you're rattled,
you're
not thinking properly.
You're flustered, you're panicked.
And someone offers you help, that's How nice. Thank you so much. Yes, we'll tell you. Don't worry. We've sorted you out. Wow.
Some of them even offer to drop you off and drive you places. And then we've seen just the worst stories, trying to get the vehicles from their yards.
So be advised, folks, you know, and share this knowledge, because it's very important that you let your family and friends know what you heard on the radio today from Jackie, from PSG. And, you know, this is why we talk to the best for you, to make sure that we pass on that valuable information. So we've got as far, and we haven't left yet.
We're still in the driveway. We're hooking up the trailer. Make sure the trailer is properly insured as well, because often people only use their trailers once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So make sure your trailer's insured. Such a simple thing. They're not expensive to insure. Really, they're not. So just get that on the policy before you leave. If you're going cross-border, make sure you reach out to your broker or your insurer beforehand, because you're going to need a letter confirming that your vehicle is comprehensively insured. And just allow, if you're planning to go across border for 2 weeks, make the letter give you a few more days either way in case you've got delays. So when you come back into the country, your letter is still valid. You need to buy your third party cover, normally at the border post. So please don't forget that. And don't remember on the day, because you need to have your letter printed and with you when you get to the border post.
So you can't insure until you get there?
No. So your vehicle must be comprehensively insured, but you need to buy a third party for the country at the border. Yeah, it's cheapest chips you buy it at the border. They've got guys there generally.
Okay.
But you will need your letter from your insurance company. And then the big topic this year has been tracking devices. A lot of insurers have been asking for double tracking units. So if your
Why is that? I've heard this is a
it's thing. The stat. So Toyota Hilux Bucky, you've got to have two tracking units in that. Fortuners need two tracking units, and it's across the board, all the insurers. So whatever your tracking
is, this only on the vehicles that are particularly popular by hijackers' perspective.
Yes.
Okay.
So check to see before you go on a trip. Do you have a tracking requirement? What is your tracking requirement? So if it's a single or a double, make sure the units are working. A lot of those also have apps now, so you can test them. Yeah. If for whatever reason the tracking unit's not working and your vehicle is hijacked, your cover is not. You've got no cover.
Wow.
You know, if that is a requirement on your vehicle, you have to have it. And we've seen...
And do insurance companies let their clients know?
Well, yes. And, I mean, this has been the hot topic of conversation. The whole of 2025 and a lot of 2024 was this double tracking requirement. So we reached out to all our clients. I mean, we were phoning them. We were sending letters. Because there was such a crunch now to get units fitted, we would often have to get an extension. We'd say, listen, the client can only get an appointment for maybe 7 days after the cutoff date, so we'd get an extension. So really, whoever you're insured with should have let you know loud and clear.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, because then the notifications were sent out from all the insurance companies, and they were pretty good. You know, they were giving us 60 days, or it was on renewal. So, yeah, everybody should know what their tracking requirements are.
So it's becoming more and more expensive to own a vehicle in South Africa. It's ridiculous.
It really is. If the petrol doesn't get you in the tracking unit. And the, yeah, it's a tough one.
Wow. Okay. What other good news do we have this for?
Car hire. So check if your policy has car hire. A lot of policies have it built in, but don't assume. It's a small amount to pay for additional for car hire. And if your car hire is for 30 days, see if you can buy it up to 60 days. You know, we still have an issue around parts at panel beaters. So your car could be sitting in a panel beater long after your car hire has expired while they're waiting for a part.
Mm.
So check for the car hire. It's a nice to have. In South Africa, I mean, our public transport, you've got to have car hire on your vehicles.
Wow. So it's valuable to have this kind of advice from someone that really knows. Because I find, and with the best rule in the world, one hears of, and I've certainly been on the receiving end of calls from anonymous brokerages offering you fabulous deal. We'd like to give you a comparative quote on your insurance policy, and we will, you know, it's through a reputable, you think, oh, it sounds very good. Hey, as soon as you take the bait, you're on your own. Good luck.
Yeah.
Go and check out all the fine print and all the, you know, so it's really valuable having this kind of conversation, or certainly having a broker that you can talk to. Like Jackie Main.
Yes, indeed.
There we go. So where to from here?
So The last very obvious thing on your motor vehicle is just remember zero tolerance. So drinking and driving, if you are drinking and you have an accident, your claim will definitely not be paid. You know, there's zero tolerance legally, but from an insurance perspective, it's not going to work.
Do they have to be able to prove that you were intoxicated?
It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one.
Or can they just send an assessor who thinks you might have been? Because this is that you're in the hands of these assessors. So,
let's be real. Now, this time of year, they're going to be doing testing, right? They're going to be doing breathalyzers and things. So chances are they would be able to prove your alcohol levels are up there. But, you know, there will be other ways that the insurance companies would look at. But it gets a bit tricky.
But it's just good advice anyway. If you're going to be in the traffic, in control of a motor vehicle, with other people's lives at stake, you really would be well advised to not
just drink
or you know, partake of any intoxicating substance when you're behind the wheel of a vehicle. It just makes sense.
And a lot of policies will offer these drive home services. So we've got our office party today. So I booked mine to fetch me and take me home. And you'll get so many free per year.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they come at a very affordable rate. So check on your insurance policies for the drive home services. A lot of insurance companies now offering this.
Wow.
As a built-in benefit.
Now, for anyone wanting to check, to compare what they've got to what is available just generally and to have someone that can demystify the nonsense for them, like yourself, are you available to consult? Is this something that people can just phone you and say, I'd like a comparison?
Absolutely. So we're in the Zimbiti office park. They're welcome to pop in. My staff are always there. Otherwise, they can give us a call on 0. I had to think about my number there for a little moment there. 0860-88880.
And you don't have to write that down because this is going to be podcast and you'll be able to pick it up on demand on our app or on our website on the morning show. You'll see a photograph of Jackie and then you'll have the number and you connect the dots and then you know that you're in good hands with PSG Insure. Jackie, before we say cheers, because time sort of flies, you
it
can't believe
it. It is flying by, and we're in the driveway. Well, we've left now. We've driven out.
What else can we touch on?
I think the big thing, you're on the road now, you've got all your valuables with you, and you might have household contents insurance. Don't assume that gives you cover for out and about, right? So just make sure, do you need to specify your items? Do you need all risk cover for those golf clubs, that sporting equipment, your camping equipment? So whatever your holiday is, whatever you're taking with you, just phone your insurance company and just ask them, do you have cover for this outside of your home? Another big thing now that's becoming popular, people are Airbnb-ing their properties or doing holiday swaps. Please let your insurance company know if you're planning to do this because there might be limitations on cover around that on existing policies or you might need to just make some changes. So just the big thing is, yeah, when in doubt, disclose.
And policies, are they quite easy to modify, change, fix?
So the Airbnb or the holiday swap is becoming more and more popular. So a lot more policies are accommodating. But the most important thing is just tell them. This is what we're doing. What do I need to do? How do I get cover for it?
And finally, there are many folk that say, you know what, insurance is such a nightmare, particularly household contents and things like, you can understand the buildings, etc., because if you get a big bang, that's expensive. But household, because they're likely to find a reason not to pay.
So I think you need to understand what the obvious things are, like the very obvious things. So I'm insuring my contents against fire, flood, and burglary, right? Those are your big. What do I need for that? Do I need to have surge protection on my DB board? Is that a requirement? Is my policy subject to an alarm warranty? Is that a requirement? What does that mean?
Do you have burglar bars on everything? Do you have pin locks on all the sliding gates?
Yes. Or
is it activated?
Yes.
There's so many conditions
and
terms.
What are those requirements?
And they become quite onerous with some policies and for good reason. They don't want to pay you necessarily.
Well, so they want you to be correctly insured. They want you to manage your risk. They want you to behave as if you're not insured. Take all the precautions, manage your risk, do the necessary.
And in some cases, I presume, you know, it's folk have discovered to their great detriment that they thought, well, no, I'll just self-insure because, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. And suddenly you have an unforeseen circumstance and you realize you had underestimated the cost of replacing.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
And that can put you in a very difficult situation.
Your loss is one thing, but let's say you didn't insure your car and you caused an accident. So you can suffer the loss for your vehicle. You can't afford to replace it. But what about the 2 million rand vehicle you damaged or the person that got injured? So
are you liable for that as well?
Yes, if it's your fault, if you cause the accident. So that's what you insure against. You insure against making mistakes, provided you're not drinking and you're legally licensed to drive.
And I think that the message here is, look, you're not an expert. I'm not an expert. And taking a sort of third-party approach from someone that phones you out of the blue and assuming that you're now in good hands, maybe that's not right. Maybe take a hint here. Talk to the experts. That's what 88FM does for you by bringing in someone like Jackie Main from PSG Wealth and insure. But we do it for a reason, folks, and you would be well advised to just have a chat with our expert and see. It might save you an absolute fortune. Hopefully, that is the case. Jackie will catch up in hopefully very short order for another chat, because these are very interesting. I want to still speak to you about a whole lot to do with insurance that we haven't had a chance to get to, but we will in our next conversation.
Thank you for that.
And as I said, this is up as a podcast shortly, so you'll be able to listen again on demand. My very special guest, Jackie Main from PSG Wealth and Insure Bolito.